Okay. Again, kung meron po kayong mga questions, maybe you can write it down and we will go through it. I'd like to go through a page, walang page. Doon sa last page ng Baptism of the Holy Spirit, what are some deviant, I will finish this muna. Sige, Pastor Julius. Go ahead. Nandito naman sina Pastor Winston, Pastor June.
Okay lang ba, Pastor Bishop Jovi, yung to backtrack? Kasi meron tayong isang nadaanan na magandang question, yung what is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit? The unpardonable sin. Kasi your question was stirred up my thinking kanina, yung can the Holy Spirit leave you? Is it worth it to go back to that, or?
Kahit mamaya na siguro.
Oh, sige. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Pastor Julius. We'll get to that. Meron tayong tinatawag na maling mga katuruan about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I think I used the wrong word when I said, I don't know if you saw it, the last part, what are some deviant teachings on the baptism of in the Holy Spirit? What I meant dapat sana is at variance. V-A-R-I-A-N-C-E, at variance. Deviant may be too harsh. So I'm sorry for that. Please, pakiano na lang. Kasi deviant, parang parang root word yan ng devil. Deviant. Oh. At variance. Ang sabi po ng mga iba, it is sanctification. Because many believe, like Charles Stanley. How many of you have read The Position of Charles Stanley? Charles Stanley says that, and many other evangelical leaders, But before I go into that, let me say this. Mga kapatid, please listen very carefully. Nobody, I repeat, nobody, again, nobody has a monopoly of truth. Nobody has a corner, that's one way of saying it, on the truth. The body is a vast group of people, and so maraming mga positions, maraming mga views. And to me, it is healthy. Nung una ako dito, nakikipag-away ako dyan. Baptism of the Holy Spirit. May ka-eskwela ko sa ETS na hindi naniniwala. Palagi niya akong, pag nag-usap kami, palagi niya akong And so I came to that point na, alam mo kapatid, bigo, it's either you have it or you don't. Oh, end of story. Now to me, when I look back, parang it was very harsh. It was very cruel, it was very arrogant. Pero hindi pa ako nag-repent, no? Why? Because, maybe because I am old enough to understand, and I have seen a lot, I've traveled a lot, and makikita mo yung mga iba't iba na ginagawa ng Panginoon through other ministries that may not be so acceptable to you, but as hindi ka naman Diyos, so sabi ko, Lord, you have a very big church. And so, we do not aspire for unity in doctrines. We aspire for unity in the faith. Through the knowledge of Jesus, we can come together, not through doctrines. Hindi, mag-aaway tayo, magpapatayan tayo niyan eh. No? But centered lang tayo kay Jesus. So, we do not have a monopoly of truth. We do not have any corner, and nobody can ever say that. No, nobody. Kami noon sa Foursquare, mga Assemblies of God, mga Pentecostals, ito, ano tama, nag-speak in tongues tayo, mga iba, mga ano yan, mga parang second-class citizen. You know what I mean? Oh. Tayo may gifts of the Holy Spirit, no? Sila, ano, regalo lang. Oh. Sila, ano lang. Oh. Tayo may gifts of the Holy Spirit. Ang yayabang namin yun eh, kasi mag-speak in tongues kami. Pupunta kami sa mga conferences na sponsored mga evangelicals, no? Pag kumakanta na, no? Urababala, barabasyaka, yababasyaka. Parang ano, parang you're flaunting it. So when I look back to it, no, talagang natatawa ako na naiinis. Nagawa ko pala yun. Oh. Nobody, everybody say nobody. Nobody has a corner on truth. Kasi nangyayari in church history, mga kapatid, please, I'm digressing here a bit, but this is very important. In church history kasi, halimbawa, in the wave of the Holy Spirit, when the move of restoration of the gifts happened, or began to happen, you have heard of the Azusa Revival, 1906. No? I think it went on about 15 years. I have been to that place, Azusa Street in LA. And that was the restoration to the body of the gifts. But basically, the gift of tongues. The gifts of miracles, the gift of signs and wonders, etc., etc. But even before that, in 1901, through a Bible school which was owned by Charles Parham, meron na pong mga moving of the Holy Spirit. So, dito yung nag-umpisa. Dito yan na-born yung Assemblies of God, which also birthed the Foursquare Church of God. Kasi in any and in every movement of the Holy Spirit, mayroong mga new things, also new denominations coming up. Nadyadyan yung mga Full Gospel Business Fellowship. Kasi ngayon, may Pentecostal, Charismatic. So, para maging simple, pag sino ba kayo, ano ba kayo? No? Pag tinatanong, ano ba kayo? Evangelicals ba kayo? Hindi. Baptist ba kayo? Hindi. Ano kayo? Ano kami? Pentecostal. Ano yun? No? So ngayon, naging Full Gospel na, kumbaga, yun ang covering name, no? Full Gospel. Ano ba yung Full Gospel? Hindi ko rin alam. Basta pag kulang ka, hindi ka full. Kulang-kulang ka. Full Gospel, ibig sabihin, we believe in the whole counsel of God. Pero mahirap i-explain yun eh, no? Mahirap i-explain yun, whole counsel of God. So ano ba yung whole counsel of God? Nasa Book of Acts yan. So, ano? Hirap i-explain. Basta, we believe that what the Bible says, Spirit-filled ministry, Spirit-filled, because all that Jesus is, all that Jesus do, all that does, all that Jesus wants, yan ang Full Gospel. Yan ang Spirit-filled ministry. Yan yung mga explanation natin. However, after this movement has been raised and has been used of God, it becomes a monument. So, movement, monument. Kaya nga, another stirring up comes. Kaya naroon yung charismatic. From Pentecostal, classic Pentecostal, then nagkaroon ng charismatic. And then the charismatic, there was the emphasis on the charismata. The charismata, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. No? Kaya nga yung charismatic movement doon, bro, body ministry, because the emphasis is God has given you a charismata, that God has given you this, has given you, so use it. No? So the body ministry, and then the worship, ay nagkaroon ng aggressive na manifestations. Pero, na ano yun, naging monument na rin yung charismatic. Kasi wala na, sabi ko kanina, naging asthmatic. And so, nagkaroon ulit ng mga tinatawag ng mga third wavers. And then mga third wavers naman, ganyan, no? So every movement mayroong times or seasons. And then somebody would be raised by the Lord to birth a new season, and then a new season, then a new season. And I don't know what season are we in right now. Maybe it's the apostolic season, maybe whatever. Kaya, ang daming mga apostles ngayon eh, no? How many of you have been introduced an apostle? Dito sa Pilipinas, no? I've been introduced an apostle, oh. And there was one time, I was speaking in Baguio City in a conference, sabi ko, we have a problem in the church. Bakit? Nawawalan na yung mga pastors. Ha? Oh, nawawalan na mga pastors. Oh, nagiging bishops na lahat. Oh, kaya ano? Oh, parang yung kanta nung araw, sabi ko na, ano, where have all the flowers gone? Where have all the pastors gone? Gone to bishops, everyone. You know, so. Ako po'y bishop. Tinatawag na bishop. So, you see what I mean? Kaya we do not have a corner of this truth. Natala, dito na lang. Ano? Oh. Ganyan po ang ginawa ng mga Katoliko. Pumunta ka sa Israel, you see all these shrines. Di ba? Yung mga kapunta sa Israel. Dito, pinangalak si Jesus, nagtayo sila ng shrine. Dito, nangusap sa Panginoon kay Moses, so nagtayo sila ng Santa Catarina Monastery. Tapos, pupunta sila doon. You take that 1,000 steps onto the summit, and all that. Na expecting, narurumpren, that the God who spoke to Moses is still there. O punta sa Nazareth, dito yung Pinangs, kaya ang laki-laki ng Church of Annunciation po doon. No? Pupunta doon sa hill called Mount Tabor, yung where it's believed to be the church of the, yung nadoon si Moses saka si Elijah. O, Transfiguration, yeah. Na baka ma-transfigure din sila, et cetera, you know? They build shrines. But God is not living in shrines. God is moving, amen? God is moving. And before you know it, wala na. Oh, kaya nga kaminsan, I was part of the group noon sa PCEC, na sumusulat ng mga position papers. Oo, position papers. Pag kami issue, gagawin position paper, pero wala pang email ng araw, kaya matagal. Oo, pagmimitingan pa yan. No? Oo, by the time that we are ready for publication, wala na issue. Oo. Tapos na. Tapos na. Totoo yan. Oo. Okay, ano yung question? Blasphemy. Any question kanila? Wala na? Ade, mamaya na yan. Mamaya na yung blasphemy. Sorry. Okay, sorry. Okay. So, ganyan po dito. Wala palang question dito pala yon sa lesson. Because I was saying something about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. No? Now, there are many, many groups, churches, that do not believe, do not subscribe to this same belief that we have. We believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. All of us have read 100 years. How many of you have read 100 years? How many of you are taking 100 years to read it? And very clear, yung sinabi doon ni Pastor Steve, na he quoted Ed Stetzer, he quoted somebody else. The reason why these denominations that used to emphasize on the baptism ay hindi na nag-emphasize ngayon. Hindi na nag-speak in tongues. Wala na gifts of the Holy Spirit. Kaya pababa sila ng pababa. Oh. Now, that is Ed Stetzer. And those of you who know Ed Stetzer is consultant of so many groups. So, it's something that is very important. We need to have all of us to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. But, there are some who don't subscribe to us. There are John MacArthur's. No? John MacArthur is one of the best teacher that I know. He can make 3 books out of 1 word. Ganyang kagaling. Totoo yan. Oh. And he preaches very well. Oh, he preaches very well. Pero hindi ko makopya yung kanyang preaching kasi ano eh, Baptist eh. Oh. So, but he's very vocal against the charismatic movement, against miracles, against what we believe. Pero mahal pa rin natin siya. No? Mahal pa rin natin siya. Amen? Oh, kung umuwi siya sa Panginoon, eh, bahala si Lord yan. Pero mahal natin siya. Oh. And there are other things. Atakein pa tayo. Ito, victory na ito. Ganito, ganito, galing sa Maranata yan. I've read all of those. Oh. But you know, God is moving. Amen? And so, yung mga makasabay in the flow, then they will be fruitful. Yung mga hindi makasabay, they will die. And so many churches have died. Many movements have become monuments. Many movements have become just bowel movements. Amen? Kaya, I'm sorry dun sa nilagay mo na divine. No? Kasi, people like Charles Stanley, they believe that when you were born again, yung kaya na-baptize ka na, yung baptism into the body, yun na yung kanilang ibig sabihin ng baptism in the Holy Spirit. But of course, we believe otherwise. Okay. Now, there are three groups of gifts that we find in the New Testament. Three groups. And what do we call this? We call this the gifts of the Godhead. Gifts of the Godhead. Page 12. Every member of the Trinity has bestowed upon the church gifts to be exercised in fulfilling God's purpose. Number one, the gift that comes from the Father, given by the Father. Romans chapter 12, 3 to 8. Ito yung mga prophecy, ito yung mga government, administration, charity, mercy, hospitality, etc. Motivational gifts. Sometimes it's called motivational gifts or personality gifts. Meaning, when we were born into this world, God has given to us unique tendencies, unique abilities, unique giftings, you know. Kaya mga iba dyan, medyo mas hospitable. They have the gift of hospitality. Yung mga iba dyan ay natural leader. Mga iba dyan ay yung bang palagi nag-i-smile, no? Oh, yung ko kung merong smiley gift dyan. Oh. So, may mga sa churches, maraming gift dyan. May mga, ano dyan, nagpupuno ng, ano, umupo sa chair. So, you know, yun ang gift nila. Oh, tagapuno. Yung gift. Oh. Mga iba naman, taga-ayos lang. Tapos, pag may bakante yan, oh, dyan lang yan. Kasi, meron nang tumawag sa pastor, wala ako diyan pero my spirit is there. So so binabantayan niya baka maupo niya yung spirit, no? Ay, but how many of you have ako nagpastor din ako, kaya alam ko 'to, tatawag sa iyo, pastor, no? Wala pa ako diyan pero pinapadala ko naman ang aking tithes. No? Sabi ko, kapatid, we don't care so much about your tithe. Oh, ikaw ang kailangan ni Lord. Ikaw ang pumunta dito. Huwag mo ipadala yung tithe mo, dalhin mo. kasi di ba, bring your tithe. Eh. Hindi mo pwedeng hindi naman sinabi ipadala mo. Eh. Mga ibang pastors nga, kinukolekta yung tithes. Oh. Sa mga probinsya, pumupunta pag anihan. Oh, yung pastor pumupunta na doon para kunin yung tithe ng inani. No? Oh, pastor, di ba sabi sa Biblia, dalhin, hindi yung kolektahin. No? Okay. So ito yung bigay ng Father at birth. Kaya it's called motivational or personality gifts. Yung ating leanings, yung ating tendencies, yung ating mga, ayon sa ating personalidad. Kaya meron mga masyadong, ma-hospitable, ma-smiley. Number two, we have the equipping gifts in Ephesians chapter 8. given by the Son, the head of the church. We will take this up next week doon po sa church, church leadership, under church leadership. And then we have the gifts of the Spirit. They're also called ministry gifts, or they're also called power gifts, given by the Holy Spirit to the church so that we will be empowered to do ministries which are characterized by the supernatural. Okay? Supernatural. Then, of course, we have the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. Okay, mga kapatid. I will end up here. Kasi hindi natin matatapos yan. Medyo mahaba-haba yan. So, gifts, basahin na lamang ninyo yan. And I'm sure that some of you are flowing, moving, not just in one gift, but in many gifts. I believe that all of us, all Christians, have at least one gift. No? Has at least one gift. Walang one and a half. Walang one half. At least one or two or three. We see in the life of the Apostle Paul, all the gifts were exercised by him, lahat. Oh. So, maybe some of you are Apostle Paul in your calling, no? Huwag niyo naman kunin lahat. Mag-iwan naman kayo sa iba, no? Oh. Pero may mga gifts of healings, gifts of prophecy, gifts of whatever. Oh. I have a gift of prophecy, but I only use it very, very rarely. It's the most accurate prophecy. Oh. Because when I say it, it always comes to pass. Oh. Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you grow. That's the most accurate prophecy I have ever delivered or uttered. Questions? Brother Julio, Pastor Julius, babalikan po natin, no? Mabuti na ano mo po 'yon, na banggit mo. There is in the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, meron pong portion diyan where we talk about offenses against the Holy Spirit, offenses. Oh. Against the Holy Spirit. Now, we can grieve the Holy Spirit. We can grieve. We can quench the Holy Spirit. And we can blaspheme the Holy Spirit. And blasphemy of the Holy Spirit has been the subject of a debate for so long. Now, medyo nagkamali po dito. Yung letter B, page 7, please note, yung letter B, hindi ko alam kung bakit napunta yan dyan, pero dapat wala po ito, dapat nasa, kasi, this is, the section is supposed to be offenses against the Holy Spirit. Eh, inalis ko po yun. Nag-focus ako sa blasphemy. So, please, paki-cross out lang yung letter B. That should have been in the overall subject called offenses of the Holy Spirit. Pastor Julius, ano pa yung question po ninyo? How many of you have believe that you have already committed that sin, no? Wala pa naman?
Bishop Jovi, hindi naman question po, parang pa-expound lang po.
Okay, good.
Yeah, just a little please. Bit more clarity, I guess. Because this is often asked by, you know, your discipling people. People will ask you this, eh. Have I blasphemed the Holy Spirit? So, it would be helpful kung ano. It's very, at least, there's some sort of clarity in our minds.
Okay.
Oh.
Within that context, Kung babasahin natin yung mga passages doon, I'm sure a lot of us have gone through it. This is something that is also very important. Kasi pag mabasa mo yon, at lalo na pag bago kang Christian, uy, naku, kaya pala hindi sinasagot ang prayer ko. Oh, thank you po, Sister Janelle. Good to see you. Naku, kaya pala hindi sinasagot yung, ano ko, yung prayer ko. Baka, ano na, I have committed the unpardonable sin na. Etc, you know? Etc. Oh. Tapos yung pastor naman, hindi masyadong sensitive. Baka nga. Oh, so, kasi hindi ka nagbibigay ng tithe mo. Oh, baka. Oh. So it's very important. But actually, all of our Bible commentators agree that when we look at the context, it's a simple letter A, no? They attributed, because they attributed Jesus' works of miracles, healings, casting out evil spirits as the work of the evil one. The work of the evil one. Beelzebub. In other words, oh, yung healing na yan, kasi galing yan sa, no, kay Satanas, galing yan kay sa Diablo, etc., etc. Now, question. Yung isang tao na nagsasabi ng ganun, halimbawa, sinabi lang na, no, baka naman galing sa Diablo yan. No? Baka naman galing sa kaaway yan. Galing naman kay, ano, o yung mga medyo mas fashionable ng konti, baka kay Taning yan. Oh. Yung kayang, ano na yan, casual remark na yon, already constitute something that would be classified under blasphemy of the Holy Spirit? I don't think so. I think it would be a conscious, continuing, stubborn, persistent, unrepentant, ano pang descriptions? Oh. Deliberate na talagang unbelief. Oh. Na hindi naniniwala. Oh, ano yan? Oh. Hindi naniniwala. Ay, jablin. Oh, you know. So, it is something that is a persistent, stubborn thing. It is something that hindi yung casual, hindi nangyayari sa 1 week, hindi nangyayari sa 1 month, but it is a continuum. I believe it is something that would really, really be coming from his own belief system na binablaspheme na niya ang Holy Spirit. Have you ever encountered somebody na talagang galit na galit kay Jesus? Ang galit na galit kay Jesus. Oh. Hindi pwedeng si Kibulo yun. Oh. Kasi nagbibirong kami, iwan ko kung dito, oh, nagbibirong kami na, paano kaya ipapag-pray ni Kibuloy si Duterte? No? O kaya, paano niya patatanggapin kay Lord si Duterte? Pakialis lang ito, ha? Sa podcast. Oh, pakialis lang. Kasi, sabi niya, naniniwala ka ba? Hindi niya sasabihin eh, naniniwala ka ba kay Jesus? Tinatanggap mo ba si Jesus? Isa si Jesus eh. So, tinatanggap mo ba ako? Di ba yung mga ano niya, nag-pray-pray na sa pangalan ni Pastor Apollo Kibuloy. How many of you have heard some members pray over on television in the name of Pastor Apollo Kibuloy? So, wala na. Napalitan na si Jesus. Oh. Is that a blasphemy? Eh, hindi mo naman, you are not attributing a work that is being done as from the devil. Pero ano kaya? Ano? Nung ko pa iniisip yan, eh, blasphemy kaya to? Although in history, madami na, hindi lang naman si Pastor Kibuloy, madami nang magsasabi na, ano, na, ako yung misaya, ako yung ano, pati mga Hudyo, ako yung misaya na darating, no? Oo. At kumita sila ng gusto. Oo, dami kinita. Kaya ako minsan, ano kaya, gawa naman tayo ng daughter of God. Kasi son of God, eh, no? Di dapat may daughter of God din, no? Para kikita rin tayo. Di ba? Pero isipin niyo, no? Then when we see each other next week, maybe you have an answer. Oh, gagawa rin tayo ng grupo. Oh. Anong pangalan ng grupo nila? Kingdom, ano? Kingdom. Oh. Kingdom. Dalawang ano, dalawang jets. I mean, he owns two jets. Oh, and one chopper. Kaya ngayon yung kanilang, no, yung kanilang buildings, oh, ay ano, state of the art. Next question. Si Oral Roberts. How many of you remember Oral Roberts? Oh. Oral Roberts, I think, was one of the greatest healing evangelists that God ever gifted and used in America and many parts of the world. He was used in the gift of miracles, gift of faith, gift of healings. Talagang ano yan. During his time, yung mga tent revival, tapos nakaupo siya dito, oh, nakaupo siya doon, and then line, yung line, have you seen those things, no? Oh, healing line ang tawag doon, healing line. Oh. Healing line. And he became very popular. He was invited by Billy Graham in the 1966 Berlin Conference on Evangelism. And there he was interviewed. And sabi niya, sabi ng reporter, Mr. Oral Roberts, what will you do if in your healing line you prayed for somebody and suddenly he died while you were praying for him? What will you do? Without batting an eyelash, without a moment's hesitation, Oral Roberts said, next! Ibig sabihin, you know, walang, inamatay na, this is next. Oh, kasi healing line eh. So, next question. What's your next question? Or next elaboration, who would like to... We have 10 minutes. 10 minutes na lang, no?
Bishop,
yes,
based on your experiences regarding speaking tongues in different languages, here in Victory, I have yet to hear a very intelligent, comprehensible language, for example, French maybe or Hebrew. Pero that's me in my limited experience. But I'm asking you, you're so exposed in the gifts of the tongues. Have you heard any intelligible language of different sorts?
Thank you, thank you. Actually, wala pa in my personal experience, no? Kasi yung tank na ibinigay sa akin ni Lord, minsan pinapag-pray ko, Lord, ano kayong lingwahe ito? No? Oh. Siguro pagpupunta ko sa Himalayas, oh, baka ano dyan, oh, pupunta ko sa border ng Laos at saka Cambodia or mga tribo doon, baka yun, rababasyalan. Pero wala eh. No? And it is something that is supernatural, something that we have never learned or heard. Maybe it's the first time. But, some of you may have read accounts, testimonies. You have read it in books. And I'd like to recommend one book if you'll still find it. The title is They Speak with Other Tongues. It's a classic book. They Speak with Other Tongues. And the author is John Sherrill. Sherrill, S-H-E-R-I-L-L. It's the same couple that wrote the Cross and the Switchblade, the story of David Wilkerson's ministry. The Cross and the Switchblade. And in that book, and some other books that I have read, tungkol sa question na yan, ay sinasabi nila na some accounts, true accounts. Halimbawa, I remember this very well. Merong isang church member na every time nag-altar call for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, Wala. Hindi siya, ano, hindi siya nababaptize. Oh. And so he got so exasperated. Kaya pagka may bisita, tapos, oh, those of you who would like to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, come forward, etc. Oh. And so ginawa niya minsan, ay, sige na nga, i-fake ko lang ito. Parang, sige, magsalita na lang ako. So, pumunta siya doon sa harap, pinag-pray siya. So, pinag-pray siya. Alam niyo kasi, nung dati, I think this was in the 80s, may mga pumupunta dito ng mga, ano kami, yung follow after me. Oh, how many of you have seen that? Yung mga, ano, baka very contrived ba na, oh, sige, oh, speaking Dutch, follow after me, follow. Oh, rababa, shalom, follow. So, siguro mga gaganan ang ginawa niya. So, sige na lang. Oh, kunwari, oh, William. So, nag-speak in touch. So, kala naman tao talagang tunay, you know? Oh. This is a true story. I don't know kung nadudun sa libro na yun, but maybe some other books that I have read. And so, he said to the pastor, sabi niya, afterwards, sabi niya, pastor, I'm sorry. Pero hindi naman tunay yun eh. Oh, I just made it up. Kasi, frustrated na ako. So I just made it up. Then may lumapit sa kanya isang babae na member of the church. And that member, I turned out, alam mo, sabi niya, brother, I heard you, I know your language. Why? Yung pala nang galing siya sa isang country and one part of that country, yung language na yon ay ginagamit. Maybe a small portion of that country, yun ang kanilang lingwahe or dialect. And so, nagulat siya, no? Oo, nagulat siya. Nakala niya, nagmimimik lang, akala niya, nag-imitate lang, nag-fake lang, yun pala, it was true. It was a language that was understood. So, things like those would encourage us that this is something that is real. This is something that is true. Although we may not understand it, maybe until we die, we will not understand it. But we know that we know that we know it is real. It is real. And when we use it, we receive the benefits of it. Amen. I hope, Louis. Any more? We have 5 minutes, sir. 5 minutes, ba? Doctor? Huwag yung ano, huwag yung masyadong mahirap ha. Yung yes or no lang.
Bishop, kasi there's a scripture in Matthew 7 where Jesus mentioned that there will be people who will prophesy in His name, they will cast out demons in His name, and do great and mighty works in His name. Matthew chapter 7.
Matthew 7.
Yeah.
This and does then, not come out.
They've said that in the last days, the Lord is saying that there will be people who will prophesy in my name, they will cast out demons in my name, they will do great and mighty works in my name, but the Lord says, I do not know you. Is it possible that a person can operate in the gifts apart from the salvation of Christ?
Is it possible?
Yeah.
That's a very good question. Wala na tayong time eh. Okay. Chapter 7. Alam nyo, this is also very instructive para po sa atin. Kasi maraming mga naguguluhan dito. San yun? Okay, Mark 7:20. Matthew, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord. Let's go from verse 15 kasi ito po yung kanyang context. Watch out for false prophets. Yung false prophets, ito po yung mga P-R-O-F-I-T. No? Prophets. Yung mga maling, ano, maling words. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit, you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Now, sino ang mga taong ito? The first question that we asked is, sino yung mga taong ito? Oh. Nung sinabi ni Lord, so verse 22, many will say to me, on that day, what day is he referring to? Is that the day when the judgment will come? Is that the day when there will be a separation of the sheep and the goat? Is that the day when there will be the Bema judgment? No? No. Lord, Lord, did we not say, siguro ito, judgment na ito. Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and in your name perform many miracles? But the Lord said, I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Now, first of all, the Lord is speaking here of fruit. Of fruit. And the fruit of a false prophet and the fruit of a good prophet. A true prophet. Kaya nga sinabi niya, good fruit and or bad, good fruit and bad fruit. Now, this person that he is being referred to could be somebody, this is our popular teachings of Four Square, no? This could be somebody na talagang ginamit ng Panginoon sa prophecy, ginamit ng Panginoon, or this could also be somebody na hindi nagsasabi ng totoo. Nakuha niya? Kasi sabi niya dito, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons? In your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Is it possible that these people who are saying those things were not genuinely people, were not, did not experience this, did not do this genuinely? Could it be that it was being said, pero hindi naman nila ginawa? Alam mo silang fruit? Because Jesus said, I never knew you. I never knew you. Parang ano, you remember yung sons of Shiva? I cast you out in the name of Jesus that Paul preaches. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you? So, sa ano verse na ito, no? Ito yung popular na teaching sa amin, no? Sa Pentecostal circles. Na, number one, ang context din natin, verse number two, no? Ito kaya ay nagsasabi ng totoo. Bakit sinabi ni Jesus, I never knew you? Now we were talking about the seal of ownership a while ago. Why would Jesus say, I never knew you? Because he would know his sheep. John chapter 10, I know my sheep. I call them by name. Amen? So that is what I can say, no? I can say something more, of course, but it would be a good research, no? It would be a good research item para po sa atin. Sino sa inyo natanong na ganyan? Sino sa inyo natanong na ganyan? Kasi mag-uumpisa tayo dun sa sinabi ni Jesus eh. Not everybody who is calling me Lord, Lord, ay totoo. Oh. Not everybody. Kasi madaling magsabi, Lord, Lord, Lord. Oh. Oh. Yung pala, drug lord. Tinatawag niya. No? So, not everybody can enter. Oh. In other words, we go back to, you know, when you make Jesus the Lord of your life, that commitment, that transaction has been done, has been sealed, and so you enter the kingdom of heaven. And when you enter the kingdom of heaven, when you enter the reign of God, and the reign of God, and the rule of God, and experience mo na, then there must be a change that would happen. Oh. But Jesus, the key there, mga kapatid, is not everybody who says, Lord, and I never knew you. I never knew you. Kasi, hindi pwedeng, alimbawa, in that day, no? Hindi pwedeng ano yan eh. Oh, the seal of the Holy Spirit, not that in the Holy Spirit. Eh. So when we call, He knows us. He knows His sheep. It is something that is very harsh, but maraming ganun talaga. Eh. Lord, Lord, oh Lord, Lord. Oh. Kasi may nililigawan siya sa ano, sa victory. So, Lord, Lord. So, oh. Now, it is a possibility. It is always a possibility. Okay, but please take time to research on that. No? Para at least magkaroon din kayo ng perspective na iba. No? Oh. But it will be good. Thank you for the question. Sino pa pong may question? Oh, one last. Wala na? Wala na. Ano na? Past five na. Ay, past five. Ano na? Ay, nag-exceed na tayo ng 5 minutes. Isulat nyo yung questions ninyo para at least next time. Maybe we can begin with the questions next time. Oo. But isulat ninyo. Para, mas gusto ko kasi yung mga ganyan eh. Mas gusto ko yung mga question and answer. Oh, kasi marami lumalabas pagka question and answer eh. That otherwise could not be tackled. Okay, mga kapatid. I hope that we have imparted something. We hope that you have learned something. Okay. I said a while ago that what you have there are standard notes, standard lessons. You go to this author, to that author, you would still see the works. You go to this and that author, you still see the works of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. And if it is a Pentecostal author, the gifts, you know, very standard. But what I'd like you to take hold of, Kanina, and I hope you did, that the things that we said outside of the notes. Oh. Next time we'll also have notes, but I cannot promise you that we will go through those notes. But there will be other things that we will prepare by the power of the Holy Spirit. So next week it will be ecclesiology. These are very, very interesting things because maraming matatakal po natin dito. Amen? Tayo po lahat ay tumayo. Praise the Lord. Oo. Gusto ko sana maging isang Pentecostal service ito at kumanta tayo, mag-pray, magkaroon ng healing line. Pero wala na tayong time. Praise the Lord. At baka magutom tayo, magpa-dinner pa si Pastor Winston. So let us just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we honor you, we adore you, we worship you, we bless you. We thank you, Lord, that you have given your word. We thank you for this body of your works called the Bible. That your word is true. That when the Holy Spirit takes your word, something great would happen. We thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit and everything that he has, that the Father has given to Jesus and Jesus has given to the Spirit and the Spirit gives to us. We thank you for the baptism. We thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Lord, that we can have all your resources. We can have the fullness of that which you have ordained for your people. We are your people. Yes. And we thank you, Lord, that we are not alone. We thank you, Lord, that we can depend on you. We thank you, Lord, that we can look up with excitement to greater things that will be done through our ministries because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Lord, we pray that in all the churches represented here, thank you for a renewed interest. Thank you for a renewed and more mighty experience in the Holy Spirit. Yes. We thank you for miracles. We thank you for signs and wonders. We thank you for people to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. We thank you for people who will flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the supernatural. We thank you for the miraculous. That in the name of Jesus, your word will be confirmed by signs and wonders and miracles. Yes. And that, Lord God, we will be missional in our application. We give you praise. We look forward, Lord, to greater things in our ministries, in the churches. And bless your people. Bless their families and everything about them, Lord. Thank you that because of Jesus, heaven has been opened up.
Yes.
And we give you praise that we can receive all that you have ordained for us because we are your children, we are your people. You have called us into the task that we are doing. And Lord, we will do it. We can do it because of the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Bishop Jovi. See you again next week, Thursday, at the Youth Hall. Diyan po sa Phase 1. Buta tayo next Thursday. Thank you. God bless everyone.